just $15. Kids 12 and under are free. Don't miss it. Get your tickets now at LibertyMountainUSA.com and click on events. Come join us and bring your friends.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. I apologize in that first half hour here on this Thursday, June 4th, 2026 edition. Some pretty amazing language spoken on the House floor yesterday by State Representative Jamie Green. But I read the quote exactly the way she said it, quote for quote, on the House chamber floor. Another state representative, Brad Paquette, Republican of Niles, Michigan, also got up to speak about the package. He chose to specifically bring God into the conversation. Reading, referencing the Bible, we must first assert that God made them male and female. This legislation actually has a definition for male and female. A male is a body that creates sperm. A female is one that creates eggs that get fertilized by the sperm from the male. This is fact. This is true. And we cannot change that. Well, the Democrats all stood up and opposed the package, while also criticizing the process that was used to bring the bills to the floor. I got a very simple question to ask you. Isn't it a sad state of affairs that we have gotten to this point where they got to put up not one, not two, but three bills at a cost of $1.5 million of time wasted by state reps, state senators, Legislative Services Bureau, having public hearings in committees on these bills, then passing them out of committee where you might have 7, 9, 13, 17 state reps sitting in a committee hearing to hear testimony about these bills, vote them out of committee, send them to the House Secretary for them to be scheduled for a first, second, and third reading into the floor, and then opening up the board and taking up time by the state representatives to vote on these bills. That you actually have to talk about these things. How sad is the state of affairs in Michigan that we have to waste this amount of time and resources to these type of issues, where we absolutely have to talk about gender transitioning for minors? The longest floor speeches, which means you have over 100 state representatives sitting there in chamber listening to the floor speeches, taking up most of their day, talking about these bills to prohibit healthcare professionals for providing certain puberty blockers, hormone treatments, or surgeries to minors for the purpose of gender transition. Are you kidding me? How screwed up is our state government. And basically, folks, to be honest with you, the state of Michigan, where our society has tolerated this type of behavior as being normal. And that the Republicans had to actually put up, again, not one, not two, but three bills to address these issues. And then you have one female, State Representative Jamie Green, Richmond, Michigan, getting up and using these words on the House floor. This is unbelievable to me. How completely screwed up is this? And here's the other final thing I want to say about it. We'll move on to another couple of stories in Lansing. Part-time legislature. Look at the calendar. It's June 4th. They haven't even done a budget yet. Oh, yeah, the governor's put up her budget proposal. The Senate has passed their proposal. The House passed their proposal. They're not even close to coming together, consolidating the different ideas and putting it into one budget, omnibus budget, to send to Whitmer before July 1st. And we're 26 days away. But we're having to spend time and effort on these stupid bills. Folks, you realize if we had part-time legislature, 90 calendar days, which is what on average they have averaged for actually being in legislative session in Lansing doing something. 84 days, 86 days, 88 days, 92 days, on average, 90 calendar days, including the weekends. Well, guess what? If we went back to part-time legislature, they would go there on January 2nd. Just like we all go to work after New Year's Day, after we watch the College Bowl games. January 2nd, you go to work. Spend 90 calendar days, however the heck you want to. But basically, you got January, you got February, and you got March to pass a budget. Do you know constitutionally that's all they're obligated to do? Did you know that? Pass a budget to fund roads, schools, and prisons. That's it. That's all that's in our state constitution. That's all they're required, mandated, they must do. Pass a budget, maybe pass a few bills, and leave Lansing for the rest of the year. Go back on April 1st, and live at your house and sleep in your own bed and don't come back to Lansing until next year, January 2nd. Do you guys realize the state became a state in 1837 until 1963 for 126 years? That's exactly how they operated state government in Lansing. Until Governor George Romney held a convention of the Constitution, a constitutional convention, and amended our state constitution in 1963. Get a copy. Ask your state rep or state senator for a copy of the state constitution. The next time you see them, give me a copy. They get them for free from Lansing. Open the cover and look at it and see what it says. Amended in 1963. In 1963, during the Constitutional Convention, they went from part-time legislature to full-time legislature. In that year, state reps and state senators were paid $3,000 a year. That was their annual salary. 2 years later, after going full time, they gave themselves a raise from $3,000 a year to $12,000 a 400% increase to be a state rep, staying in legislative session all year long, but only in session 90 calendar days. Last year, I believe they set a record. They were only in session 75 days, passing the fewest number of public acts since we became a state in 1837. And this year, they're on track to probably pass even less than they did last year. Why? Because this is an election year. They want to get out of Lansing with this budget submitted to Whitmer, and they want to start knocking on doors and putting up signs to get elected. This is absolutely amazing. We need a businessman governor that will get us back to a part-time legislature. A governor that will pass not a one-year budget, but a two-year budget. Other states do it. Why do we have to go through this budget process every single year? Pass a budget for this year, pass a budget for next year. If the economy changes, if things happen, you can always talk about amending the budget via a supplemental spending bill. For us to have to deal with this every single year is insanity. And we're talking about gender transition for minors on June 3rd. Folks, this has got to stop. This insanity has got to stop. You need to tell your Republican friends to get their butts out on August 4th and get the right candidate elected to be our nominee, and then they got to get out and vote in November. This is all hands on deck. Because I can tell you right now, Jocelyn Benson, who's going to be the Democrat nominee, by the way, did you know there was a debate scheduled tonight with her and Chris Swanson, the Genesee County Sheriff? Benson bailed out yesterday. She's not going to participate. Why? Because she's going to win on August 4th. It's already a foregone conclusion. So there's no reason for me to debate. She's not showing up. Chris Swanson will have the audience all to himself. 7:30 tonight. We'll wrap this up. Final segment, hour number two. We'll be right back.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Gun owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experienced nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Where do we go from here now that all of the children are growing up? And how do we spend our lives if there's no one to lend us a hand?
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Couple of text messages coming in response. This is absolutely, absolutely the situation that we have to absolutely deal with going forward this calendar year. On Tuesday, June 23rd, 19 days away, absentee ballots are going to start going out 2 weeks from this coming Tuesday. Those who have signed up for absentee ballots, 45 days early voting starts with the ballots going out in the mail. People start receiving them. Do you know anybody who has signed up for early absentee voting? Do you know of anybody? You have to understand something. This is all about you becoming a storyteller. Yesterday, my wife, Victoria Bishop, Antrim County Clerk, came home and explained to me what the women who work for her in her clerk's office in Bel Air, Michigan, Antrim County building. The discussion came out among the staff who they were going to vote for governor. Vicki was back in her office, door open. She was listening to the conversation. She was kind of surprised to hear some of them talking about who they like and who they are going to vote for. Well, she got out of her office, went out into the bullpen area and said, guys, we don't talk about elections in this office. We are the clerk's office. We don't talk about Republicans, Democrats. We don't talk about how we're going to vote personally while you're on the clock being paid by the taxpayers. But she was kind of shocked to hear who they were kind of leaning toward voting. Vicki did not volunteer who she's voting for. She's voting for Perry Johnson. But she said, no, this is not the place for this conversation. You are not a county clerk. You don't work and get paid for your pay from the taxpayers of your county. Some of you may, some of you listening might be a public employee. That's fine. For all of those of you who are not, you're in the private sector, or maybe even you do work for the state of Michigan. It doesn't matter. You guys need to become a storyteller when it comes to this upcoming election. It is critically, critically important that you share the information that you've learned about these candidates on this show. We have politicians running on the Republican side. It's a foregone conclusion. Jocelyn Benson is going to be the Democrat nominee. Period. It's over. Don't even need to talk about the Democrat side. On the Republican side, there's a race. You have politicians, a Congressman John James, who's lost two statewide elections running for U.S. Senate, ended up downsizing and getting elected to be a congressman. You got a former state rep who's now a state senator, term limited out, Eric Nisbet, running for governor. You have a former attorney general, Mike Cox, won a statewide election not once but twice as attorney general, running for governor. You've got a pastor who's fighting for his life in court to get on the ballot, Ralph Rebant. And then, of course, businessman Perry Johnson. You got a decision to make, and you got a decision to talk about this with everybody you come in contact with. The waitress serving you lunch here in an hour, hour and a half. When you go out to dinner with the family, talk about it at the table so other people around you are hearing what you're talking about. You need to talk to people at work. You need to talk to people you go to church with. You need to talk about every single group that you participate in. You take your kids for Little League, sitting in the stands. Don't talk politics. Talk who's running. Simply educate. Let them do some research. Let them make up their own minds. They're going to watch TV. They're going to see the TV ads, whatever. But get engaged with everybody you come in contact with. Do not just sit there and watch the Little League game. Talk to people. You can chit-chat. Do you guys even know who's running for governor? I do. Let me educate you just to who's running. You don't have to ask them who they're voting for. You're not even having to actually lobby for them to vote for a certain candidate, your candidate. Just educate folks that we have got to get out and vote. Get the right person on August 4th. Get the right governor November 3rd. It's critical to our state. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
This is Perry Johnson, the Trump conservative for governor. I'm an outsider businessman, not a career politician. I spent my life bringing quality and efficiency to over 60,000 companies. In fact, they call me the quality guru. My first priority as governor will be my mega audit, the Michigan Efficiency Government Audit, that will find the fraud in state government and Jocelyn Benson's election office and eliminate it. By implementing my mega audit, we will save the taxpayers millions and return it to you with my 4747 income tax elimination plan and property tax reform. My Perry Johnson 4747 plan will put $4,747 in your